supposed to be now?
Yes, I am recording a few this thing for my reference. Tell me, when did you start?
1977.
And which was the first station that you logged in?
No, that my father introduced me to Sri Lanka and all. Okay. My father was even China Radio International and all.
I see.
That's my, from him I learned. Okay. And from those cousins of Melchior and all, they used to listen to all those cricket commentaries and they might say,
yeah, subsequently you picked up as a
DXL.
And which are the stations that you have been able to log?
All over the world.
All over the world. So, which are the rarest ones? Which like, are the rarest stations?
You can say Cuba and all, you can easily listen here due to propagation.
But are there some very difficult, rare station that you have been able to log over the years?
Yeah, Djibouti and all.
Which are the ones?
Venezuela and all those gospel stations in South America.
Mm-hmm.
Those low power transmitters. Very low power transmitters.
What type of equipment do you use here?
No, I have a Grundig radio donated by those shortwave receiver stations themselves.
I see.
Different radios I have in, they have donated me.
I see. Good. So it's like an award.
So I don't know.
But
because they were not easily available here, no, those.
Grundig, it's the best.
High band radios.
I see. How long you have been into DXing?
Say from 77. That time we had that old Philips radio.
I see.
View for electronics and electricals.
Yeah. Professional, what are you?
Who, myself?
Yeah.
I was into pharmacy and all earlier.
Okay. Yeah. And now?
Now I'm doing all this, maintaining lists and all for stations.
I see. So it is a, you have been appointed to?
Yeah, some Adventists and some other people they have.
Okay. Religious, spiritual?
Yeah, they want some monitoring, some feedback from them.
So how many stations do you keep track of?
You're almost all over, all international stations, only international stations, shortwave and medium.
Yeah, is this only for spiritual purposes or commonly, general?
General,
I see. Good. How? Why are you so much interested in DXing?
No, that's my hobby from childhood days.
I see.
That time it was very difficult to get all this material and all, very difficult to get.
What are the other DXs whom you know now, in Goa or in India? Are there anyone with whom you are in contact or you know about?
No, nowadays it is dying. Hobby has died.
Okay. So very interesting to find him.
Thank you so much.
Still keeping in touch with DXing.
It's a fantastic hobby.
Yes. I.